Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am so glad that you've joined us today. And I love. I tell you guys this all the time, but I love knowing that you're on the other end of this microphone. I love getting messages from you guys. We love seeing the reviews coming in through iTunes and just knowing how this podcast is being a blessing to you and how it's equipping you as Christian homeschool parents to disciple the hearts of your children, to educate them in the ways of the Lord, because that is all that matters. And so as we do every week, I have a fantastic guest on, someone who in our house has been somewhat of a celebrity over the past many years since my oldest was teeny tiny. He is the founder, creator, producer of the Jonathan Park series, which many of you are familiar with. And he's moved on to other ministries. We're going to talk about those things, but we are so excited to have him here on the podcast with us today. His name is Pat Roy. So Pat, welcome to the podcast.
Yvette, thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, thank you for coming on. I know you're a busy, busy man. And so we appreciate you taking the time.
Well, things are a little quieter right now than usual, aren't they?
Yeah. Isn't it weird?
Really amazing. It is. But what an opportunity in ministry, right? I mean, I think so many people are open to hearing things of the Lord right now. So it's kind of a side blessing.
Yes, it really is. You know, it's been incredible to just see the world kind of open up to hope, because people need hope. And we know that our only hope is found in Christ. And so it is such a great opportunity for us to be able to tell people about Jesus. And I know that that is your passion. It's your passion as a dad. It's your passion in ministry, and everything that the Lord has called you to do is to proclaim the truth of God's word. And one of the ways you do that is through storytelling. You do that through movies and film. You do that through books. And you have a real passion for creation, just for the creation of our world. So before we get into all of that, I would love for you to introduce us to yourself and to your family and your ministry.
Okay, Yvette, my wife's name is Sandy, and she's been my lifelong partner on all of this stuff. She helped write the Jonathan Park scripts with me, and just so much fun to work with my wife and doing things like that. You know, what's fun is my daughters were born after Jonathan Park was created, and so they've kind of grown up working on the project. And then recently, over the last 5 years, we've been working on other things together as a family. And Yvette, I can't tell you how much fun it is just to work as a family. Mm-hmm. It is just so much fun to do projects together. And what's also fun is, as a dad, seeing what my daughter's strengths are, what some of their weaknesses are, and realizing, well, boy, they would do a great job on this project, and handing it off to them and just seeing them do well with it.
Yeah, I love that. I'm with you. You know, we work together as a family, and our ministry is Schoolhouse Rocked, and it's so neat to be able to have our girls as well as just part of what God's called us to, because we don't believe that he has called just Garrett and I to what we're doing. He's called us as a family to minister to other people. And so, you know, sometimes that looks like my girls making dinner while I'm podcasting, or, you know, sometimes that means them actually getting behind the microphone themselves and helping do a commercial or something like that. And so it's really fun to be able to work together. There is such a blessing in that. So that is exciting. What are you working on now? What are some of your newer things that you've got going on?
Well, hopefully soon we're going to be releasing a book called Creating an Eternal Story. And basically, it's a workbook that will take you through how to write a story with an eternal message to it. And so we're excited about that. We feel like there's so many moms, young people out there that have books that they've never finished. And so we're going to encourage them to put an eternal message in those and to release those. Can you imagine what it'd be like if lots of homeschoolers started releasing books that had an eternal message to it?
So, yeah.
So that's one of the things we're working on. I'm also working with Kyle Justice with Awesome Science. We just released a platform called Awesome Sci TV, and you can find it at awesci.tv.com. And basically, it's like a Netflix of creation videos. And so we've been working on launching that platform. Also, we've got several different videos that we're working on that we're going to place on the platform there. One's called Created Planet. We've also got another one called Dino Hunter. And we've got several shows called like The Heavens Declare. And so working with Kyle Justice, who's the founder of Awesome Science, and it's just been a lot of fun.
That's awesome. I love The Heavens Declare. Psalm 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Exactly. And man, amen to that. I don't know how anybody can look at this earth and look at what God has created and not see the hand of a creator, of a good creator. And so you have such a passion for creation and for teaching it to our children, because we can believe in it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that our children are. And we actually have to be intentional in the ways that we train up our children to understand the word of God and to take the word of God literally. So how do I want you to tell, I know you've got, you're just such an interesting man. We, as a matter of fact, we got to meet you in person last year because you helped, you're one of the teachers, instructors at the Firmly Planted Homeschool Resource Center run by Heidi and Jay St. John. And so we got to hang out with you while we were there. And it was so neat to just see
your
ministry.
That was a lot of fun. Right.
Yeah.
That was
great. It's such a fantastic ministry that they have. But you have, God has really opened some doors for you to be able to go out and talk to high school kids and college kids and kind of get an idea of where, you know, where are they in their relationship with the Lord and in their beliefs and what has brought them there. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. So Yvette, I'm a homeschool dad. We're a homeschool family and we're talking to homeschoolers, but you know, I've been out on some secular campuses and it's taught me a lot as a dad. And I thought maybe I'd just share a couple of the stories.
Sure.
Just because I think they relate actually to us as homeschooling parents. The first one was in San Diego. We used to live in San Diego, and I'd wait till Time Magazine came out with those ugly old ape men on the cover. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh,
every few
yep.
months, they've always got an ugly ape man on the cover,
yes.
right? So I would grab one of those, and I would go down to the secular high school, and if this was where the border of the school was, I would stand just right there, and I would call out to the kids with that magazine, and I'd go, "Hey, is this your great-great-granddad?" And it was amazing. I would instantly have probably about 15 or 20 students standing around me. And of course, the yard duty teacher would come over and go, "Hey, you can't do this on this." And I'd go, "Ah, look where my feet are. I'm just, I'm not quite on the campus." But so the first lesson I learned was that they were ready to talk about it. Hmm. The students wanted to know if they were created or if they had evolved. Now, they didn't know which one I was at the moment. I didn't reveal that to them at first. And so the first question I asked them is, I said, "How many of you believe that you evolved?" Here's what I saw, Yvette. A bunch of, just a few, hands go up loud and proud. They believe that they evolved.
Mm-hmm.
Next question I would ask, "How many of you believe that you were created with some kind of purpose?" Mm. Yvette, here's what I saw. Most of the kids, capital M, most of the kids would look down at their feet and raise their hand. Even the kids from non-Christian homes.
Mm.
So here's next lesson. Not only did they want to hear, but most of the kids believe that they were created with purpose, even the non-Christian kids. You know what that told me is that innately young people know that they were created for a purpose.
Yeah.
So here's another lesson I pulled out of that is, well, how easy does that make our job? If younger people innately believe that they were created with a purpose, now all we have to do is give them the evidence for that because they already believe that. Now we just have to reinforce why.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess that's kind of the lesson I learned from that was that young people know that there's purpose in life. Mm-hmm. They know that they were created by somebody. It's not till later on that that's beat out of them a little bit.
Right. Just like young kids know that boys are boys and girls are girls.
You know? Yes.
I mean, it, right. You know, little boys go around shooting guns and, you know, playing army man. As a matter of fact, it was so funny. We were having this funny conversation with my father-in-law the other day. And he said, and when he was a little boy, he wanted to grow up to be a fire truck. Like, you know, because why wouldn't he? He's a little boy. And,
right.
You know, after a while, he realized that that's not possible. And I said, well, hey, you know, maybe that could be gender number 79.
oh, no.
But, you know, boys have this innate you know, knowledge that, yes, they are boys and they're supposed to shoot things up and they're supposed to wrestle and they're supposed to fight. And then, you know, little girls have this desire to nurture and to play dolls, you know, for the most part. I mean, that's just how God created them. And like you said, it's once they go into the secular world and they're told, wait a minute, no, that's not really true. You know, you can choose your gender. No. It's never been questioned before. I mean, God made girls, girls, yeah. boys. And so that is interesting. That's interesting.
So Yvette, I think the reason why that is because God created us in his image. Think right. about how amazing that is.
Yep.
We are created in God's image. And I think that that's got to be one of the number one lies that the enemy does not like. He does not mm-hmm. like the fact that God created humans in his image. And so he's out to destroy, made in his image, made male and female,
that's right?
Those are under attack. And I think that's because Satan hates the fact that we were created in God's image.
Yes, he does. Let's take a very quick break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Lacey, and we want to tell you about our new favorite spelling curriculum.
A few months ago, I realized that we needed some help with spelling, and I'd heard about Spelling UC, a spelling program from the creators of Math UC. So I called and spoke with one of their consultants, and we decided to give it a try. Lacey, did you know that proper spelling is a visual skill that can take up to 4.5 years to master?
Really? No, I didn't.
Yep. Spelling UC offers short lessons to help students concentrate on the process of spelling visually. With Spelling UC, words are taught in context because research proves that context helps with the recall of proper spelling patterns. Simple tasks done without stress encourage a student to build their spelling skills on success rather than failure. And what's one of the best things about Spelling UC?
There's no tests.
There are no tests because test anxiety doesn't help a student remember words.
Visit spellinguc.com today to learn more.
The 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo is going on now. Join us for new live interactive sessions every week. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from your favorite homeschool leaders. Register today to hear from Kirk Cameron, Heidi St. John, Sam Sorbo, Rebecca Spooner, Miki Addison, Todd Wilson, and many more. Enjoy a free preview over 9 hours of content at homegrowngeneration.com or register for lifetime access to the entire conference for just $20. Go to homegrowngeneration.com today. We are back with Pat Roy, and we are talking about just how God has created each one of us. Like I say on the podcast all the time, on purpose and for a purpose. And you're talking about how you've gone out and you've spoken on secular campuses, not technically on the campuses, but just right outside the line of the campuses. What are some other things that you've seen out there?
Well, it's interesting. So when I would go to the high school campuses, I would learn that students believed that they were created. Then I would go over to the college campus, and I've done this so many times, and I've spoken to a lot of students. Here's what I found, Yvette. This is very sad to me. I'm sure you've heard the statistic that most Christian students will reject their faith by the time they're mm-hmm. done with college.
Yeah.
That is a devastating statistic.
Yeah.
So I wanted to find out if that was true. So we actually went out with a microphone and a camera, and I've done this quite a few times. And again, as soon as I go out to the campus, instantly students want to talk about it. Here's what I've noticed is I've talked to, the first question I ask is usually, do you come from a Christian home? About 50%, right? 50% say yes, the others say no. So the ones that say no, I ask them other questions. But for the ones that say yes, they came from a Christian home, next question I ask is, do you believe in creation or evolution? Yvette, every student I have asked, except for two, have said that they believe that they evolved and that they no longer believe the creation account.
Hmm.
Wow. Out of every student I've ever interviewed, that's amazing. Next question. How long did it take you from the time you entered school, college, until the time that you rejected your faith? 3 to 6 months was the average answer. 3 to 6 months.
Wow.
Next question. What was it that convinced you that there was no God? Okay. Here's the answer. I don't know for sure. Now, one girl said the transition from an ape-like creature to human, she thought the evidence was so good that she believed that that's what made her reject the idea of a God. But all of the other students couldn't put their finger on it, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say to them, you're telling me that you were raised in a Christian home, You now believe in evolution. You believe that there's no God. It only took 3 to 6 months, and you can't tell me why. And they said, well, yeah, now that you put it that way, I guess so. Next question. How many of you have heard the scientific case for creation, that there is a God? All of them said they had never heard it, except for 3 students. The 2 that were still following the Lord had heard. And then one of the students that was really struggling with his faith, he said that he had heard that. Every other student had said that they had never been presented the scientific case for creation.
Wow.
Next question. Do you want to hear the scientific case for creation? 100% of the students said yes.
Wow.
And so we actually turned off the camera and the microphone, and I got to sit with all of the students and share with them the scientific evidence that's in harmony with God's word. So I've learned a lot from that. You know, we as Christian parents, a lot of times we send our students off to a secular school. I know a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people within just a few months reject their faith. A lot of those students were never equipped with the scientific case for creation, and all of them want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
That really told me a lot as far as homeschoolers, what we need to be doing, right, is we need to be taking this issue seriously and equipping our students so that they know the case for creation.
Yep.
And it's God's word, right, that changes lives. This is what has the power to change lives.
That's right.
But I think it's also important that they understand that this is a true account. This isn't just stories. This is true.
Yeah. So walk us through that. I would love for you to sit with us, the Schoolhouse Rocked audience and myself, sit with us. And we are those college students who have said, you know, we were raised in a Christian home. Our parents taught us that the Bible was true. We did once, you know, at one time believe that we were created, I guess. But now we've been taught otherwise. And you turn off the cameras and you sit down and you talk with them and you say, let me share the scientific evidence with you. What do you say to those kids?
Well, usually what I do, Yvette, is I don't have so much a formula as much as trying to find out personally what's going on with them. Mm-hmm. What's the struggle they really have? I mean, is it really the science that has caused them to reject, or is it something bigger going on in life? But when I would share the science, a lot of times, Yvette, I think the biggest thing is design. A lot of times when you start talking to the students about how incredibly complex they are, how incredibly complex the human genome is, and then start talking about how could mutations and natural selection create the human genome in the first place, and start talking about purpose. So a lot of times that's the direction I'll go, is start talking about the design that we see around us. Because like you said, everywhere shows design, right? Every square millimeter of this earth shows design by a creator.
Right.
And so I think a lot of times pointing out design. Now, some of them had biology class, so I would take that usually a different direction and start getting a little deeper into, can you explain to me how mutations can create new information? And of course, it's not really something that can be explained. Or what about natural selection that can only choose from what's already there? How does that play a godlike role in choosing what mutations it's going to keep and which ones it's not? So I would kind of follow the student house to see where they were at.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times it's just asking questions, right?
Right, right. And forcing them to have to think about it, because I think that's part of the thing, is that kids are not taught to think in public schools. They're just fed the information and they're told, you just believe what you're taught, but don't ever question it. And,
right.
You know, now God's word, we believe God's word to be truth, but it's okay to read God's word and go, you know, I don't really understand that. So let's explore it a little bit further and let's see what other scripture backs this up. Because if we don't understand it as a whole story, then it doesn't always make sense to us. And I think that's oftentimes where people get stuck, is they say, well, I just don't understand the Bible, so therefore I don't believe it. Well, how far did you dig? And
right.
Who did you go to? You know, did you go to your secular college professor to help you understand God's word? Or did you go to a solid Bible teaching pastor and ask him, right, can you help me understand God's word? Or did you go to your parents who really do understand the word of God, and hopefully they've taught it to their kids, and dig in deep with them?
Right. And Yvette, I think you've kind of brought up something that I've found in commonality, because I have talked to hundreds and hundreds of students, homeschoolers and also public schoolers. But, you know, this is a problem also as well in the homeschool movement, because we send them off to secular colleges a lot of times, mm-hmm, right? So I think this is relevant to us as homeschoolers. Boy, one of the things that I found to be one of the commonalities between the students that have stuck with their faith is at one point they had to struggle through their faith mm-hmm. and really, really come to the point where they had to struggle through and come out the other side saying, aha, I found answers to that.
Right.
That's one of the common things that I found is that when somebody really says, is this my faith or is this my parents' faith? And then they struggle through the scriptures and they come out of it on the other side saying, aha, there are answers. And yes, this is my faith. I think that that's huge.
Yes. They need to be taught that. They need to be trained in how to do that. The other night I was having a conversation with my girls and I asked my oldest daughter, I said, okay, we're going to role play. I said, you've just died. Not that I want her to die. That'd be the worst thing in the whole world. But I said, you've just died and you've just come face to face with your creator. And he's going to say to you, you know, why should I let you into heaven to spend eternity with me? What are you going to say to him? What is your answer? And she just was like, what? I said, I want you to think about that. And I said, because you, and she knows this, you know, we talk about these things and we study the word together. But I said, you don't get to ride into heaven on my coattails and on daddy's coattails. Mm-hmm. Your faith is your own. And she's 14. And I, and she believes and she trusts the Lord. But I also see sometimes her just thinking it through like, what do I really believe? Which, like you said, is a good thing, you know?
It is. It's so important.
It is so important. And I think a lot of times Christian parents, they want to, you know, be afraid of that. And they want to jump back and say, no, don't doubt what we've taught you. And so I appreciate you saying that is a good thing. That's healthy for them because they really do need to know what they believe and why they believe what they believe. Because, you know, if I tell my I don't have a 3-year-old, but, you know, if she were three, and I said, the sky is, you know, green, she would be like, okay. You know, of course she's going to believe me because I'm her mom and she believes everything right. I tell her.
Right.
But when she's 15 and I say the sky is green, she's going to look up and say, no, it's not. The sky is blue.
Right.
And so they need to learn to think for themselves. Let's close out this episode and then let's jump back into this for part two on Wednesday. I'm loving talking about this stuff. This is my passion. I love talking about God and his creation and all things having to do with Jesus. So, Pat, thank you for being on with me today. Thank you guys for listening. We will be back on Wednesday with the rest of this conversation with Pat Roy. And Pat, where can people find out more about you?
You know, you can come to our Little Family Ministries website. It's creationquest.net.
Okay, sounds great. All right, we'll see you guys on Wednesday. Bye.